towards the end of this week's parsha, Hashem sends the snakes, plague of the snakes, the Nechashim Asrafim attack the Jews and it's a big tzara. And then when Moshe davens and they do tshuva, Hashem says, make a snake and put it on a banner, and whoever looks at the snake will get better. So like the exact same snake that was the tzara, the exact same snake heals it. So why did Hashem say the exact same thing should heal it as caused the original problem? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz sees a philosophical yesod here. He says, really, the exact same snake that was the tzara of the difficulty in the first place is the exact same snake that's really the Yeshua, because the amkus of this is, because really there aren't two forces in the world, like good and evil, and you know, there's no god of good, god of evil, there's not opposing good and evil. Really, there's only good. Everything's for Hashem. For everything is Hashem. Everything has a purpose, and ultimately everything is to accomplish something. And even the bad things that seem very difficult for us to understand are ultimately in the end for the good. And that's what Hashem is telling Moshe. Make it all the same, the snake, because even though it looks to us right now like there's the big good and the evil, there's the bad and the good, there's the din and the rachmim, really ultimately everything is for a purpose and everything is for good in the end, and it's all exactly the same from the divine ultimate perspective. And it's a big challenge. It's not such a big challenge when you read something in the Torah to say this. But, you know, when people find themselves in situations that are actually difficult, and they're actually challenging, that are actually very, 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 very hard to handle and to understand, but to see that really it's all two sides of the same coin, it's all for Hashem, and it's all for the ultimate good, is not an easy thing. But if one can do that, then you could figure out how to take every situation and actually find what the good purpose of that is, and what the accomplishment and the toelus of that is in the divine plan, and hopefully realize that. And the Nefesh HaChaim says that, and this is a really even a more pashut idea, if someone is in a time of tzara and they use that tzara in the right way to improve and take out of that the positive thing that Hashem put there, then that's the best way. Once you've accomplished that, then tzara is not necessary anymore, and that's the best way to be safe from that tzara and go on. And Bezrat Hashem, to see only in the end the Yeshuas, and have everything lead to good in a very positive way.